This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Everyone needs to read. It's not just a matter of picking up a great novel. Reading changes everything. Kalamazoo Literacy Council Executive Director Michael Evans and the Council's Volunteer Coordinator Kathy Jennings talk about what it means to be illiterate and what they are doing about it. I asked Evans about illiteracy statistics in Kalamazoo County.
Within Kalamazoo County, there's an estimated 25,000 and more struggling adult readers that are in our community. Those are adults 18 and over who are what we would consider to be functionally illiterate. That means that they're reading at the lowest level of literacy, about fourth grade and below. We serve those who are sixth grade and below because we've determined that really in order to be functional in today's modern society, you need to have a reading level of at least sixth grade to be able to function in a workforce and continue your education, and even to be much more functional at home. But those who are most critically in need, there's about 25,000 who are in our community today who are struggling to read every day.
Wow, that's a stunning number. How does that happen? How, you know, we've got public education, everybody goes to school. Where are these illiterate people coming from? What's holding them back?
Now, there are those people who find themselves unable to read at the level that they choose to. There's a lot of ways that that actually happens, and it's not really a public school concern as the primary driver. There's a lot of people who make their way through school quite well. It's for those who don't, and a large of those things have nothing to do with school. If you are in a low-income neighborhood moving from house to house and you end up dropping out of high school in order to be able to help your mom, when we've had learners who've done that, that may do it. If you are a person who's having difficulty because of a learning disability, you may be able to have a lot of support in school, but to be successful outside of school, you're still going to need some additional help to be able to achieve that level of literacy. If you come to our community and English is not your native language, you're learning it as a second language, this is a concern. You're really going to have to focus on having some very strong literacy skills, reading, writing, spelling, and comprehension. So there's lots of reasons why people come to us, and there's lots of ways that you find a person who is a struggling reader. We are here to accommodate all of them, and we need partners like what we see at Pine Island Church and others to really be able to make sure that literacy activities and instruction is available to them at the neighborhood level.
You've mentioned partners. There's probably several efforts already underway and have been for some time. Are you working together? How are you working together?
Well, one thing we do know as the Kalamazoo Literacy Council is this is a concern that cannot be handled alone. If it were just a Kalamazoo Literacy Council with its existing volunteers, we wouldn't make that much progress. So we really wanted to go to any place that had the capacity to teach adults who want to learn how to read how to read. And that includes churches, that includes adult basic education providers, workforce development, neighborhood associations, housing complexes, whoever is actually has the interest to help an adult learner to learn how to read. We wanted to work with them. And then we really needed to come together to make sure that we have a really clear way of being able to help adult learners navigate that system that we're building. The way that I see it is that we're really building an adult literacy campus for adult learners who are seeking services. And it's something that we really have to work together to make clear to those learners so that they can get from site to site and place to place to get the instruction that they need. So we currently have 12 community literacy centers that we've established with community partners, everything from Pine Island Church to Goodwill Industries, Michigan Works, and Northside Association for Community Development, several others. But we need to continue to build up those places so that there's more places for adults to learn.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Michael Evans and Kathy Jennings from the Kalamazoo Literacy Council. I asked them how many literacy tutors they could use and what it takes to become a tutor.
From the Literacy Council's perspective, it's never enough until we have every learner who wants to learn how to read matched with a tutor who wants to help. So it takes those partnerships, like working with Pine Island, to find those willing individuals to be that volunteer. And we feel that we need to have at least 300 to work with those who have the most chronic need when it comes to literacy needs. And we need to be able to have centers like Pine Island to be able to have places where they have quality learning environments that are suited for them. So if you want to look at why the volunteers come forward. I think that Kathy and those who have come from her congregation can tell you why. But the number of what we need is the more the better. Our next training is coming up in March, and we would encourage those who want to join the effort to be able to help us reach that critical number of having 300 volunteers to be able to take on this cause.
300 is your magic number then, or your goal for now?
That is our goal for now, and that's what we believe will help us to really be able to engage the numbers necessary to make a statistical change in the effort. We're not here just to manage those who found us. We're here to actually start to drive those illiteracy rates downward into the point of termination.
The thing that I found in terms of when people hear, as you were struck by the 25,000 number, that's stunning. They want to get involved. Also, the message that the Literacy Council gives out, that everyone needs to read, when it comes to getting a job, when it comes to dealing with doctors, when it comes to helping your own children learn how to read. I was just reading something yesterday about how a lot of times in kind of impoverished households, children don't just get enough words. They don't hear enough words. And the stronger reading skills you have, the more you can help them. And when people hear those kinds of things, they want to get involved. That's been my experience.
Kathy, tell us a little bit more about these tutors, these volunteers, and what kind of criteria you have for them. I'm wondering, too, if you're a 9-to-5 working person, do you have off hours, off business hours that are available? And give us an image of who is this typical tutor. Do you have some that are real special that have stuck with you for a long time?
I think that just about anybody can be a tutor as long as the interest and involvement is there. You have to be invested in it because it takes time to go through the training to learn. There's a special system, the Lawbox system, that the Literacy Council asks people to go through. But once you get done with that, you actually can teach someone to read, and that's what's exciting about it, is that you know that you've gotten the skills that you need to help them. And I've had people say that this, they've been involved in a lot of volunteer work in their life, but this is the most rewarding one that they've done because they're actually seeing an improvement in their reading skills, and they know that that person is going to be more employable and just have more skills in general. Those are the kinds of things that are happening.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been talking with Michael Evans and Kathy Jennings of the Kalamazoo Literacy Council. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.